You know, it's not always easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, as you know, they've told me I'm not going to be hosting the show anymore. Morning's Edition is probably no longer after December 15th. It's pretty much a done deal, though I may still be involved in the morning program in some way.
I understand how upsetting that must be for you. How is that causing your guilt?
Well, Brother Riley, as much as I believe in the liberal cause, and I do...
You do? But what?
Well, there's something else I believe in, too.
Well, what's that?
Show business, my friend. You know, a big audience, mainstream success, becoming a household name, all that kind of stuff.
So that's more important to you than the state of the country? The world?
Well, no. I just might want to do like an edgy, funny, mainstream radio show that isn't connected with this whole liberal cause thing.
So you feel the liberal cause thing, as you call it, is holding you back?
Well, yeah. People don't always need to think and laugh about politics at the same time, you know? I mean, sometimes they just need to laugh. You know, I guess I just don't want to give people granola anymore. I want to give them a big, sugary, sweet donut. Everyone loves donuts, Riley.
That may be okay for a while, Mark, but I'm afraid you turn into one of those shallow Hollywood types with no conscience at all.
Well, would it really be such a bad thing for America if I were a great big star?
No. But don't you want to feel like you're making a difference?
What? I want to make a difference in my life now.
Well, I think I know your penance, Mark.
Let me guess. I'm doing it right now, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
But only for a few more weeks.
Now go and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Wow, we didn't even get through this. We got 5 phone calls on here.
People got heavy hearts, man.
Yeah.
866-303-2270 if you want to confess a liberal sin or a transgression of some kind to Brother Riley and myself. 866-303-2270. We'll take your confessions in a moment. It's 15 past the hour. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. Call us at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270.
Karma Doggy. 20 past the hour. It's Air America's Morning Sedition program. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
Hey, it is Wednesday morning. We're taking confessions now. The booth is open at 866-303-2270. Sue in Cincinnati, how have you sinned, Sue?
Hey, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, good. But, you know, I've spent a couple of decades despising the CIA, as any good lefty liberal would.
Sure.
Hoping they'd all be outed and eliminated.
Yeah.
And now I'm such a hypocrite with the plane outing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to wring my hands and say, oh, my God, how could they do it? National security.
Right.
So it's put me in a very, very bad position.
I understand exactly what you're saying. There's no reason to stop hating the CIA, number one.
You see the director?
Yeah. Number two, I think what you have to do for penance is I need you to go undercover for me.
Uh-huh.
I need you to go undercover to some sort of Republican meeting of some kind. Maybe,
I'm ready for a mission.
Okay. I'd like you to sort of, I'd like you to, what do you call it when you get in undercover, Riley? When you infiltrate.
Okay.
I need you to infiltrate a Republican organization of some kind and see how hard it is to keep your cover and to keep your mouth closed.
Well, it won't be difficult in Cincinnati to find a Republican group to infiltrate.
Okay, if you figure out which group and bring back some secret information that I need to know.
I will do that.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay,
Sue.
Bye-bye. It's an interesting sort of thing because that happens a lot where you feel bad because of what your beliefs are in terms of a broad sense, but and then all of a sudden they have to be compromised a little bit to look at justice properly.
Well, yeah, and that happened a lot in terms of people who initially supported Judith Miller in that same situation.
In the freedom of the press thing.
Sure.
Sure. Let's take Frank in Boston. What is your sin, Frank?
Good morning, man.
Hey, buddy.
What a fine day for free thinkers everywhere.
It is, absolutely.
Right. I was pretty bad in the past year. I got a weird idea in my head that I wanted to get on the mailing list of both Michael Savage and the NRA, and I made small contributions to them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're a liberal. You made
I'm very liberal. I'm also a member of the ACLU.
And the NRA?
So you made a contribution.
And the NRA, yes.
You made contributions to Michael Savage and the NRA. Why?
Well, I wanted to get on their mailing list. They are so arrogant and rude. They actually send things to your house that they think people everywhere else aren't seeing.
And you paid for this?
Yes, I did. Very small contributions, but they're so greedy for money. They took my $25, and now I'm one of them.
$25 to Michael Savage and the NRA.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Michael Savage get paid by somebody?
Yes, he does.
So why is he soliciting money on his website?
I got a Michael Savage hat.
That answers it right there. Well,
I refuse to wear, and I won't even let my grandson wear it. He likes it.
There's your penance. You're going to have to go to a protest of some kind and wear that hat.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I think what you ought to do is, I think you should match the contribution you made to both Michael Savage and the NRA to some progressive AIDS treatment charity. Because
by the end of the day.
Yeah. Because Savage has said that he thought that all homosexuals should die of AIDS. So I just think it'll balance it out. It'll make your karma even.
Yeah.
I only did it once, you know. Now, once you're on that list, they keep sending you, you know, you got to redo.
Yeah, maybe bounce a check to them and send one to an AIDS charity.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take
Thanks
it easy.
A lot, man.
Oh, wow, that was
deep.
My brother was on that. My brother got...
Hey, Mac! It's Mark! What the f*** is wrong with you? Mac!
All right.
The reason I'm not responding...
All right. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. I do... There's when you hear it in a nice way, that accent is very original and endearing. It's when they're shouting at you.
Hey, Mac!
Yeah. There used to be a woman I knew that would... like that. She'd be like, "Hi, Mac," and I'd be like, "Wow, hi, how you doing?" That didn't stop me from making out with her, but but you know, what do you, you know,
I as soon as that guy came on the phone, I loved the way he sounded.
I know it's very unique. It's very it's only when it's being shouted that.
Hey, Mac.
All right.
Why do they all sound like Jimmy Tingle?
Well, he's from there. That's why.
I know.
That I don't know what the evolution of that accent was. Let's take one more confession. Jeremy in Miami. What's up, Jeremy?
I didn't know that we had elections just recently.
Just recently? When would that be, Jeremy, just recently?
2004?
And that's my second confession. I'm a 22-year-old in Miami. I try and stay up to date. I have about the Bush regime and U.S. fascism written all over my car.
Uh-huh. But you're just not clear how the process works?
Are you related to our paid intern, Dave, by any chance?
What's that?
No, I'm only kidding.
So you didn't realize there were elections, and you do realize that the Democrats, you know, did pretty good yesterday.
Do we have elections in Florida?
In Florida, I don't believe so.
All right. So we can forgive you for that one. And I think that there's probably many people in the same boat as you that didn't know that there were other elections going on. And you probably only know about the big ones, right? The presidential one and... Right.
Mayor of Miami.
I stay up to date. I've been doing my school, walking out of school for the World Can't Wait.
Okay. So I got an idea for you. How'd that go? Did that change anything?
I did a whole Jerry Maguire. I said, we're doing this. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
And...
How many came?
I went to school with a bunch of idiots, so everyone just looked like they're still thinking about it.
So wait, so you said, let's go, and you walked out by yourself?
Yep.
that should be his penance, actually.
Yeah,
that's an adequate penance. Getting up and giving a motivational speech and walking out and nobody comes with you.
Jeremy, what are you planning on doing with your life, buddy? First of all, what year are you in college?
I'm finishing up my AA in psychology and I'm moving on to political science.
So you got no future. No real
exactly.
plans. Well, I think that what you have to do as your penance, and this is a long-term goal, is, you know, get your skills together, you know, stay on top of the issues, and I really want you to, I'd like you to run for office.
You'd be happy if I did.
Yeah, will you think about doing it?
I definitely will.
I mean, you know, when you have time, you know, and I mean, I know college is busy and you're having a good time, but, you know, don't get yourself too screwed up on the bong to not be able to get elected.
Well, I might have to move to Denver for that.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, Jeremy.
He's keeping up with current events that far, isn't he?
Yeah, he knows where the legal pot is. Yeah. You mean I can smoke it anywhere and no one's going to bust me?
Yeah.